Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. Robin ain't here, but my co-host, and what's your name there, bad girl? Yeah, I've got our little Bernadoodle Jolene here sitting with me, and hopefully she's going to be good. The other dog, Gabby, the 13-year-old, 12-year-old Shih Tzu's laying there across the room in her bed, and the puppy, who Robin has now named Jinx this week, is in her crate taking a rest. So if I can keep Joe from chewing on the headset or the wires, we'll be good. And she can stay right here with me, can't you, baby? Yeah. So good morning, everyone. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Do you want to say something? Huh? Do you want to say something? What? Oh, okay. You got to be good now. You got to stay still. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and right now I'm talking about dogs, because I got one here that won't let me alone, but she'll calm down shortly. Morning, Aaron, our producer and call screener. Aaron is standing by to take your name and number for two contests going on simultaneously at the same time together, and that would be the fishing tackle giveaway from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's a nice series of surface lures that we're giving away for the end of this month, September. We'll give that away the last Saturday of the month. And also a wonderful CVA muzzleloader wolf model that we'll be giving away to some lucky listener. Now, to enter one or both contests, all you simply do is call the show, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. That's our call letters and our location on your radio dial. WCBM 680 is also our phone number, 410-922-6680. That's what that translates to numerically. And give that number a ring. You will first reach Aaron, and he will say, good morning, WCBM. And you'll say, I'd like to get in the contest. My name is first name, last name, full phone number, including the area code. And at the end of the month, all the names will correspond to numbers. We will add numbers to the names. Those numbers will be then put into a random number generator, one through whatever number it is. Sometimes it's 60, 70 names that we have to draw from. Sometimes it's not quite that many, so you have a pretty good chance. Better than the Mega Millions or Powerball, I'm sure, but you have a pretty good chance. And the random number generator in Robin's app on her phone will spit out a number corresponding to somebody's name, and that person will win. So we'll win either the fish and tackle or the muzzleloader. Two separate contests. You can get in either one or both if you prefer, or neither. So you just like to have your phone call. Then the only other thing that qualifies you is you have to go on the air with me. Yes, indeed. And just say, I just want to get in a contest. Good morning. You can make a comment. You can ask a question and go from there. So my week was kind of uneventful, stuck close to home. While Robin was doing her second round of steroids, dealing with her allergic reaction to some medicine a while back, and helped out with the kids, took the kids to school. Well, the grandson took him to school, brought him home one day, took him the next. It was a great week. Just kind of hung out here. Got to go out a little bit. Went to see the folks at Cool Ice. They're great. They're They're continuing to be a sponsor of the show, Cool Ice in Cambridge. So you heard the commercial at the beginning of the hour, and you'll hear it a couple more times. So they liked the little commercial. I said we tried to get a little jazzy swing music behind your name, Cool Ice, to kind of make it sound a little cool. Kind of went back to the Rat Pack with Frankie and Sammy and Dino and, you know, the rest of those dudes. So hopefully they seem to like it. So hopefully you'll like it and you'll like them as a sponsor. We do. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Whatever is on your mind is on my mind. Any callers there, Aaron? I think he might be screening a call right now. Best to get in early. Don't wait till the last, 5 minutes of the show because it gets a little crowded. We have some commercials we got to play at the end of each hour. So waiting to hear from Aaron once he screens that call, whatever call he might be on. Did you see the tragedy in West Virginia? Grandfather and his 10-year-old grandson went squirrel hunting, and the grandson separated from his grandfather, said he was going to go look up around the bend for some squirrels. Later, the grandfather was involved in some type of ATV accident. People came out to help him with that. Couldn't find the 10-year-old. They found, unfortunately, the next day, I guess, they found the 10-year-old's body killed by a single gunshot wound. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what exactly happened. The young man was quite a woodsman, from what I understand. At 10 years old, he and his grandfather were best friends and often hunted together. What happened? We don't know yet. We just don't know. We just don't know, unfortunately. Are you seeing these notifications of tourists in Yellowstone acting stupid? There's actually a website called Tourons, T-O-U-R-O-N-S, Tourons of Yellowstone, or something like that, about people who approach bears, who approach bison, who approach elk, you know, and then get into all kinds of trouble by doing that. You know, these bison, when they're in the mating season, in rut, just like the deer, are crazy. You don't want to get between, between two bulls. You don't want to get between a bull and a cow. You don't want to harass the calves. So it's just, people are just stupid. One guy got pinned to the ground. People have been charged. People have been gored, by a bison with those. It's like getting gored by a bull, but people have been gored. It's just crazy what they're doing. So, I don't know. My goodness, my machine has been going crazy here. My text deal here. Oh my goodness, who do we have? We have Ron in Dundalk, Gary in Dundalk, and Daryl in Dundalk. We must be booming into Dundalk this morning. Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Rob. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Okay.
What's up?
I just called to enter the muzzleloader or the contest.
Okay, you're in. That sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate thank you. It. No problem. Glad to hear from you. Gary, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. I got a question.
Okay.
I'm going fishing tomorrow. Where should I fish for rock?
Where have you been fishing for rock?
In a harbor, but it kind of dried up.
It kind of dried up. Okay. Well, you need to get a little further out. Get out to the mouth of Patapsco. Head down to Bay Bridge. How are you going to be fishing?
In a boat.
Okay, what method are you going to be using?
Oh, probably jig.
Okay, jig the pylons at the pilings on the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right.
See you later. Yep, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Daryl Dundalk. Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, getting ready to head out in the boat to catch some of these big late September crabs.
Ooh, yeah, well, that's probably a great idea.
Woke up this morning, though, and I'm feeling how brisk it was, 59 degrees, and I'm like, man, I got to get the bow out.
See, I'm with you. I'm starting to, my neck's starting to swell up a little bit. You know, I've already shed my velvet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a little edgy myself, so, you know, I don't know if I'll take the bow for a walk today, but I might go check out my location in a couple places, so.
My wife every year throws a party for her lady friends. There's about, I don't know, 8 or 9 of them, and it's my job to go get the crabs for them. So.
Oh, man. Well, you got a good job, at least to get you outdoors. That's for cool.
Oh, my goodness, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
And, they were biting real good yesterday. Got a bushel in about an hour and a half.
Nice. Trot line or traps?
Yeah.
Trot line.
Oh, yes. Trot line, yeah. Traps just take too darn long.
Yeah. That is the way to go.
Although sometimes if you get a lot of drops, sometimes them traps are the way to go.
Well, you know, I've heard that, and I've heard that the mechanical traps with the drop down doors, they're good. They're better on still water off a pier dock or something like that if you just want to grab like that. But the guys that run the trot lines and occasionally run the traps, they like to use those ring traps, the cloth rings or the wire rings. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I kind of like the topless.
The topless
traps.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Just make life a lot easier.
Yes, indeed, and they stack well.
Yeah, you can put a whole lot of them in a little bit of area.
That's right.
So.
Well, good luck out there this morning, buddy. All right, thanks, Darryl.
I'm getting ready to back the boat down, so I got to roll.
Roll, brother. See ya.
Take
care. Bye bye. Scoot in Middle River. Good morning, Scoot or Scott. I think he wrote down Scoot, but I think it's Scott.
it's Scott, Alan. How you doing?
I figured it was. Anybody from Middle River named Scoot is probably Scott. How you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
You have a new nickname, though. You have a new nickname.
Yeah. That's actually not the first time that's happened. But I've got my bass boat in tow, getting ready to cross over to Bay Bridge, going
Beautiful.
Down to Marshy Hope Creek today, launching out of Federalsburg for a little club tournament for bass.
Good. Yeah. And then, Marshy Hope. That's the name of the creek I was trying to think of and could not think of it. I have a terrible time remembering the name of that creek right here in my backyard, Marshy Hope. There's some big blue catfish in that river.
Oh, my God, yeah. Sometimes bass fishing, they'll hit anything, you know.
Yeah.
If you're throwing a crankbait or a big spinner bait that goes down a little bit deep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And they'll destroy a spinner bait.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, by the time you get them up and if you can get them in the boat and whatnot, usually you got to tie a new bait on.
Yep.
But I'm fishing there today. Then from there, I'll be headed down to Pocomoke, staying with my daughter a couple of days. And I got a tournament Tuesday and Wednesday on the Pocomoke River, which
wow.
is my absolute favorite. It's the most beautiful river in Maryland.
It's very pretty.
A lot of people don't know, but it's the deepest river in Maryland. The Pocomoke.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
And the bass fishing down there is just off the charts. You don't get a lot of real big ones, but you really do get the numbers. It's a lot of fun.
Very scenic.
Very scenic. With the cypress trees and not very many homes on the water, it's you're kind of like you're stepping back in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most relaxing trips. I look forward to it every year.
Very good. Very good.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say hi and let you know that we'll be doing our stocking again this year in October.
Okay.
Where we stock largemouth bass in Middle River, Gunpowder, Seneca. And this year we've raised some extra money. We're going to be putting some in the Bush River also.
Wow.
To help
Very nice.
Boost the populations and enhance the fishing prospects.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys do very well out there with the Maryland. Is it still Bass Federation or is it Bass? No, what is the formal name now of everything?
It's called the Bass Nation.
Got it.
Just Bass Nation, yeah. And we got a nice grant this year from AFCO, which really is giving us a shot in the arm to get more fish this year. So that's why we're able to expand the program, and we hope to keep it going and grow it. There's some places on the Eastern Shore that we'd like to, you know, boost the populations up, because not all the rivers on the Eastern Shore are very conducive for natural reproduction for bass.
Right.
Because of the swift tide and whatnot. So stocking does help, and the fish thrive. We always buy bigger fish. This year, I just put the order in yesterday. We are getting 1.5 to 2 pound bass.
Oh, my.
Whereas DNR historically has stocked
the fingerlings.
You know, small fry, yeah, fingerling.
Yeah.
They have a few that they raise up to get in the 4 to 6 inch range. But when we stock them, it's a shot in the arm right away.
And, sure.
A lot of folks have called or told me about how much they appreciate what we've done. How
sure.
You want to take a kid out bass fishing, you want him to catch a couple of fish, and it's something like watching a bass tail dancing out there and jumping and fighting. And then, of course, we're all about catch and release. So, the Gunpowder River, especially this last year and this year, has really come back, and it's a blast fishing up there.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear
yeah.
it. Very good. All right, Scott, Scoot, whatever your name is. Appreciate the call. Stay in touch. And
all right, bye.
Hey, the rest of us really appreciate the efforts of the Bass Nation here in Maryland and what you guys are doing to help the fishery. So
we're trying.
Yep. You got it. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
Have a good day. Enjoy your tournament. See ya. Yes, indeed. I like that stuff. I like that kind of stuff. So, all right. So the cool weather's coming, you know, and we all know it's coming. You can start to feel it in the air a little bit this morning, 50s and 60s. I heard the weatherman say it's not going to be long till those nights are cool enough that you're going to want to turn on your supplemental heat. And the best place to look for a new source of supplemental heat, because of the price of fuel oil and things like that, you might want to consider a wood stove, a wood insert in your fireplace, a gas fireplace insert, a gas freestanding gas stove, a freestanding pellet stove, or a pellet stove insert. Well, guess what? All those alternative sources are available at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America is a division of Backyard Billy's. You will see the sign, Hearth America, right out front. And when you walk into Backyard Billy's, through all that beautiful lawn furniture and all that stuff out on the outside, the Adirondack chairs, and walk into the showroom, you make a left. You go past the grills, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe's, the Memphis, the pellet grills by by those folks. And you get into the back inner chamber of Backyard Billy's in Hearth America, and there you will see a beautiful lineup of everything I just talked about. You will be met with people who know what they're talking about. You'll be happy to hear the prices, and you can count on my word that their service is superb. They installed our stove. They helped find the fellow to do the masonry work that needed to be done. There's with gas, there's a chimney thing that needs to be done. They do that, all that, the inspections, and make sure everything's working. So stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Stop by this weekend. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. They like to say they're Kent Island, but they're just they've just off the Kent Narrows there. You'll see them, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. You you waterfowl hunters, you want to take a look at some of their phenomenal Browning firearms. I've been talking about Browning since I've been talking about Clyde's. Almost 40 years. Yes, indeed. Known them for a long time. They were one of the first Browning dealers, if not the first Browning dealer, in Baltimore in the 60s, and they continued that to this day. One of the most popular firearms from Browning is the pump shotgun, the BPS model, the Browning pump shotgun field model. It went away for a couple years, and now it's back with a newly designed stock and a new look. It's got a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and a forged machine steel receiver. It features that famous bottom ejection. You're sitting in a duck blind, and you're firing away at some ducks as they're coming in with your shotgun, your pump shotgun, and those shells are ejecting out the side to the right and hitting the guy beside you. Don't like that. You don't have that issue with the bottom ejection from the BPS from Browning. Satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit, new checkering surfaces, and you can also get it in a synthetic model, no question. I want to tell you about one more, though. I'm going to hit the Maxis 2 in the new camo, the Auric, A-U-R-I-C, camo, the Maxis 2, M-A-X-U-X. It's new for 2023, reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. One of the fastest shouldering, smoothest shouldering shotguns I've ever put up on my shoulder. Oversized controls with composite stock with soft flex cheek pad and influx recoil pad and oversized controls. In other words, you know, a big knob on the bolt and that type of thing. Features the new Browning Auric concealment camo. You'll be glad you did. Take a look at Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com. They are open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Check them out. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on-truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And Ned back to Burglar Down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a double. Alrighty, there we go. Granddaddy's gun. I have my great granddaddy's gun, believe it or not, an old double barrel. I wish it had a P instead of a B, but it's a Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R, hammer gun, Damascus barrel. So I really treasure that gun. So, yep, I didn't get any of my granddaddy's guns, but I got my great-granddaddy's gun, so I'm okay with that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is my phone number. We're here to give away a muzzle loader and some fish and tackle at the end of the month. And right now we have Glenn from Chestertown on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I guess, Alan. How you all doing?
I'm doing good. So,
Robin not up right now?
No, she's not. She's not. She's still having the insomnia stuff, you know.
So,
yeah. So we just got to get her sleep when she can grab a few hours of sleep and you know, make it through the day. So, but she said, "Don't worry, I'll be back. Tell everybody I'll be back. I miss them." So,
I said hi.
I will do that. Yes, sir.
Is there any kind of event that's coming up that you will be over this general way?
In Chestertown? Not that I can think of right now, Glenn.
Something in the area, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we closed out the measuring on the record book. That's hopefully coming out in October. We're diligently working on it. The guys are getting we're getting the database completed and of the 600 entries that we've measured, and we're sending it out to the guys to review, make sure they've got all their people on there. And so, you know, that's the process. We're finalizing some stories and gathering everything together that we can. We've already accumulated the Pope and Young records for Maryland up to date. We've already accumulated the Boone and Crockett scores. So those will all be there. All the Maryland hunters who are in the national record books are there, and we keep working. So we got to gather all the pictures and put everybody in their categories and, you know, put a book out. So that's gonna take some time. So that, you know, we're working on the cover. We ordered the what they call the ISBN code, the barcode for the back of the book, so it can be, you know, checked out for people that retail it and that type of thing. So we're very happy with everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's, you know, the measuring events are kind of at a standstill now till I'm guessing spring, and then we'll start banging a few places again. So
yeah.
So
anyway, take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You got anything on the agenda this weekend?
I don't know, hoping to maybe do some dove hunting this afternoon, maybe. But
there you go. Have you been out since we talked last?
Actually, I don't think so.
Okay.
I went two or three times.
Yep.
When my lower back got bothering me for some reason, it's eased up a very good bit now, so it's
right.
Not bothering much now, but a little bit. But then it went from the one spot, then it... No, it was still in one spot, but
yeah,
then there was another little spot, one that bothered me. I guess it's sort of eased off now. So
I got it. That's good. Did you go to the doctor for it?
No.
Okay. Well, sometimes you go and they give you a little muscle relaxant or something like that, and you can get some relief from it. So. Anyway.
Yeah, just take like a Tylenol or Advil or something.
Advil for the inflammation and Tylenol for the pain. And they tell you you can alternate them. You know, you take two Advil, and then you can take three Tylenol a couple hours later, and just alternate them like that and deal with both issues. I mean, I'm not advocating.
Oh yeah,
I'm not advocating anything like that on the radio show.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've been told that.
That sounds like a lot of stuff there going.
Yeah, well, that's what my dentist told me when he did some pretty serious dental work for me. He said, you know, alternate every 4 hours, 6 hours, like that. Deal with the inflammation and deal with the pain. So I don't know. That's what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Talk to you later. Bye bye. There he goes. All right, Aaron. Anybody on the line right now? Not right now. Well, we have some room for a phone call. So yeah. All right. 410-922-6680 is a reminder of the phone number. Speaking of the record book, we do depend on some corporate sponsorship to get that record book out. And we are thankful, including Clyde's and a couple other ones. And we'll do the big, you know, reveal as far as the sponsors in the book, and then we'll talk about them afterwards. But we've got shops from all over the state that are helping us out. There are sponsor levels available. There are patron levels available. If you go to our website, Bucks, B-U-C-K-S, dash Bears, B-E-A-R-S, dash Stags, S-T-A-G-S, .com, like whitetail bucks, black bears, and Sika stags, bucksbearsstags.com. You really should visit the website. There's a lot of information on there. we're working on another form that will be help us keep the records even more accurately that you know, we'll be instituting in the next go round. But you can see become a sponsor the Become a Sponsor page. You can see all the different levels. You can download a sheet of paper that tells you that if you are this level sponsor, you're going to get this many mentions on the radio show. If you become this level sponsor, you're going to get this big of an ad in the Hunting Quarterly and things like that. So because I happen to own both companies, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and Ellis Outdoors, we're able to cross promote. Our sponsors in the magazine, on the radio show, and things like that. So, you know, for example, our buddy Dale Gertz will be a gold sponsor this year. Southern Maryland home builder called Quality Built Homes, and we want to say thank you to him. You know. So there's some others out there that we'll talk about on the radio and hopefully be able to give you a great report. But the sponsorships are what helps us, you know, be able to pay for the record book. So if you can help, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. Let's talk to, let's see, what day is today? Where's my text? Ah, Mark in Delaware. How are you, Mark?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I called out to make an interim report. You may recall in the last time we spoke, we have a problem with resident Canadian geese.
Yes, you do.
And they brought in a service, and it seems to be working. What they did was, around every settlement pond, they had allowed native grasses to grow up, which were maybe 3-4 feet tall.
Oh, ideal nesting territory.
Yeah, well, they've cut all those down.
Yeah, okay.
And they put up monofilament lines, which crisscross the ponds, sort of like laces on a shoe.
Yeah.
And they brought in a service with a dog that rotates around and chases geese away. Hard to say which or which combination, but among the three of them, it seems to be working.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
That's good.
They were real lovely to see, but they were a mess.
Yeah, that's true. They do make a mess. There's no question about that. Yep,
yeah.
especially if there's any sidewalks where people like to walk or, you know, anything like that. And of course, they fly from the ponds to the local golf course, and they do the same thing over there. So it's a mess. There's no question about it.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, we were close to the point where we could just sell it iguano to a fertilizer company.
Yeah.
And have them excavate. But it's really work. So just passing that along to
that's you, good.
Your listeners.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's terrific, man. That's terrific. I mean, you know, look, there are some animals that are lovely to look at, but they can become a pain. I mean, even, you know, as much as I love white-tailed deer, I do, but too much of a good thing is sometimes too much of a good thing, you know. And I understand the farmers wanting to, you know, save their crops and things like that. I understand that, you know, if there's no hunting in the area, that the deer can become abundant and, you know, they can be devastating to some people's crops. But I also understand if the farmer will work with the hunting community, he can work to achieve everybody's goal, you know, put meat in the freezer for the hunters, give them an opportunity to get a field and be able to, cut down on his crop damage. So,
well, I was talking to a fellow yesterday, an old friend of mine, lives in Arnold.
Yeah.
And in the subdivision, and he's got a problem with deer. He said, I've got at least 8 or 10 deer.
Yeah.
And they're so habituated, they've learned I'm not a threat, and they don't run away when
right.
I walk by anymore. And I said, well, given that, you know, you've got houses next yeah. door, across the street, behind you, what you need is an archer.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the only way you're going to take care of it.
Cause that's correct.
He said, you know, I could have double this next year. And I said, well, maybe more than that if they're
yeah.
twins twice a year. There one, you go.
Well, once a year. One plus,
once a year, okay.
Yeah, once a year. One plus one. One buck plus one doe equals 4 deer, usually typically 2 fawns. So.
Yeah, well, I'll have
but,
to...
Yeah. But the other thing you want to tell your friend is be cautious, because deer are notorious for carrying ticks, and
yeah.
ticks can of course carry, you know, Lyme disease and things like that. So
sure,
and worse. So yeah, Lyme disease, alpha gal, allergy. Boy, I'll tell you, some of the ticks have Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And other nasty things.
Well,
that,
you can get that disease. You know what it is, where you can never eat meat again.
Yeah, that's the alpha gal allergy.
Okay.
Yep, that's
okay.
the one. Yeah. Well, you know, the alpha gal thing is interesting because we're learning that it can be temporary. It can last for several years, but it can also just vanish after a certain time. And also, there's some treatment available for it, rather successful treatment, believe it or not, with acupuncture. So, I'd like to find out a little bit more on that, but I'm told that the acupuncture is one way to go. So, all right, buddy.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah, you bet. I hope Robin feels better.
Yep. Well, she's, you know, she's getting the balance. That's the thing, getting the balance. So
yeah.
She just went for a checkup yesterday, and, you know, so seeking some other ways to deal with this stuff. So. Okay, buddy.
Have a great week.
Thanks, Mark. You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, you know, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tire and auto service work done, and I just got an estimate on Monday to replace the front brakes on my truck. Fully, let's see, what was the number? Yeah, at least 10% less than what a dealer would charge, because I've had estimates from both. So I was very happy with that, and I'll be making that appointment. My brakes are in fair shape. I got a couple thousand miles left, but, you know, it's time. And a very nice, very quick estimate, and the price is right. So Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, all your farm machinery, your lawnmowers, your wheelbarrows, and so forth. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they've got 24-hour truck service and much more. That's kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. That number 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. Phone number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh-picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I thought I was going to do a spot, but we're good. Now we'll just go to the callers right now. Let's talk to Peter, I guess. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Let me say, I love your bumper music. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow, thanks. Yep.
Yes, yes, you do so well with that. Always an inspiration.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm wondering if you know anything about the state of Maine.
A little. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have some very good friends that are picking me up tomorrow, coming out all the way from St. Louis, Missouri.
I got it. So where are you headed in Maine?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, when you cross the line into Maine on 95, make sure you stop at a place called Kittery Trading Post.
Kittery
Trading Post. Yep. And right across the street from the Kittery Trading Post is a beautiful restaurant that serves some great lobster rolls.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, so you want to make sure you take that in. And if you're going up the coast, take a trip to L.L. Bean.
Uh-huh.
And you will enjoy that. And if you get to all the way up to Bangor, that's one thing. If you get over to the I'm losing my mind here. Bar Harbor.
I've been losing my mind for years.
Yeah, Bar Harbor. If you get over to Bar Harbor, you'll enjoy that as well.
So. Oh my goodness! Yeah, yep. I don't. You know, I didn't bother to ask where we were going.
Yeah. Well, if you're in Maine, you're going to enjoy yourself. The scenery is unbelievable. So.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
I can imagine so. I've never been up that way. Usually, when I travel, I go south.
Yeah. Well, you won't get to see the leaves just this time of year. You got to wait till a little later in the season. But
right.
Peter, I hate to let you go, but let me get to some other callers. We're running out of time.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Enjoy your trip, and I want to hear a report on Maine. Okay. Thank you. All right, let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Well, good morning. It's so good to be able to talk to you one more time.
Indeed.
The reason I call, be quick, is that I watched a movie, and it inspired me to learn a lot. It was about mountain men. And
okay.
They meet once a year, and they have all kinds of contests.
Yeah.
And one of the contests they had was a muzzleloader. And, of course, at first I thought, oh, how many times in 3 minutes, let's say, can they hit their little target? But that wasn't the contest. The contest was how many times can you reload in 3 minutes in case you miss that first shot?
Right.
So all their contest had to do about, it was fun, but how to survive realistically in the wild. And then it became more fascinating about the reloading part after I realized that the target, they were all going to hit that little target. But the reloading was the real contest. And that was fun watching the men try to reload as fast as they could, which was quite an ordeal. But in case they missed that first shot, I thought that was fascinating.
Imagine that in warfare. Imagine that in the Civil War, and that's your war weapon.
Mm.
Think about how fast you have to reload in that situation.
Right.
So, well, that's cool. That's really cool. I'd like to see that. Is it a movie, a TV show, or what is it?
It was a movie. I think it was called The Wild Missouri.
Okay. I'll see if I can find it.
Men. Yeah, it was
all right.
Really good.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, don't you be running off to Montana or anything and trying to become a mountain woman. Well, you know, we know you have the skills.
Okay.
Yeah, I can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Right.
All right, Fran, thanks for the call, girl.
All right.
See
you. Robin, hang in there.
I will do that. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, guess what? We did, too. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I bought an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We love owning our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, who did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro for pellet stove inserts, gas inserts, freestanding pellet stoves, and Regency for wood fireplace inserts and wood freestanding stoves. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's of Graysonville. Stop by the showroom this weekend. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's coming. It'll be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back. Or not. Aaron, hello.
Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Good people at Madonna Seafood. Mark Walters, the owner, great guy. Great guy. Been working with him for 12 years. All right. That's it for the first hour. We'll be back after the break for the second hour. If you're calling in or if you're on hold, please hold. We'll be right back after the news and talk to you then. Right now, though, if you've got to go, get out, stay safe.